BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Trial Before Romans.
Jesus was taken to Pilate, the Roman governor. Pilate asked the religious leaders, "What is this man guilty of?" They said, "He says he's a king. He should die because he's a rebel against Caesar. We would execute him, but we're not allowed to do that. Therefore, we brought him to you." Pilate turned to Jesus. "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Yes, I am." Pilate turned back to the religious leaders. "There's not enough grounds against this man to condemn him to death." They shouted back, "He's constantly stirring up the people. He started in Galilee, and now he's brought his teaching to Judah." When Pilate heard that Jesus was from Galilee, he sent him to Herod, who was the ruler over that area. He happened to be in Jerusalem because of Passover. Herod was glad to meet Jesus because he wanted to see some miracles. But Jesus wouldn't even talk to him. They kept asking him questions, but he wouldn't say anything. Finally, Herod and his guards mocked him by putting kingly robes on him and sending him back to Pilate. The Jewish leaders accused Jesus of many crimes, but he stood there and didn't defend himself. Pilate said, "Don't you hear what they're saying? What's your defense?" Jesus said nothing. Pilate finally concluded that there was no proof that Jesus was guilty of any crime worthy of death. He then thought of a way where he could set the man free. Every Passover, he released a prisoner to the people. He thought he could simply beat Jesus and then release him. Pilate was about to present this to the people when his wife sent him a message. "I've had nightmares about the man you have on trial. Don't do anything to him. He's innocent." Pilate stood before the people. "Which one shall I release to you, Jesus called Messiah, or Barabbas, a thief and a murderer?" The religious leaders knew that Pilate might do this. They had prepared the people. "Barabbas! Give us Barabbas!" Pilate was shocked. "What should I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? Crucify him!" Pilate turned away because he didn't want to kill an innocent man. Finally, the Jewish leaders threatened him. "If you release this man, we'll tell Caesar you helped a man who is a rebel against the empire." Pilate went back to reason with the people. "Do you want me to crucify your king?" They shouted louder and louder, "Crucify him! Crucify him! We have no king but Caesar!" Pilate realized the people were on the verge of a riot. He finally gave in to their wishes and called for a basin of water. He washed his hands in front of them and said, "You're witnesses that I'm innocent. This man's blood is not on my hands." They shouted, "Let his blood be on us and our children." With that, Pilate had Jesus whipped and then handed him over to the guards to be crucified.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.